Hello, good evening. My name is Gustavo. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. First of all, are you a registered voter?
I am, but I'm about ready to move out of state and I'll no longer be an Arizona voter.
All right, thank you. Let me see. Arizona. All right, and what year were you born?
84.
All right, thank you. Well, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
Almost certain.
All right, thank you. And if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Education.
Education. All right. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I actually voted for Biden.
All right, thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'd probably go with the independent.
Independent. All right, thank you. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options, regardless of who you plan to vote for. Please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. So, for Donald Trump?
0.
All right, and for Joe Biden?
0.
Okay, thank you so much. And, well, thinking about elections this November, the election for Congress we held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I actually don't know. I have no idea.
All right, thank you. And, well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Probably Republican.
All right, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. And, well, if the election were held today, to which candidate would you lean, Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden in the Democratic Party?
None.
All right, thank you.
Bipartisan party system has failed.
Thank you. And please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements, please. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would you say that you strongly disagree with this, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I think we can be done with the interview now. I don't have much more information to give you. These are still things that I'm considering and looking at, so I don't have anything else for you.
Okay, thank you. And
all right, thank you.
What about...